Welcome to Gemara Markings, Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur, Brachos Daf Chof Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos, using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We turn to the upper part of Daf Chof Vov, where Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil will begin our limud, our study of Tosfos today. The Tosfos, Tfilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos, V'chulei Tfilas HaMincha Ad HaErev. These were the different times featured in the Mishnah for the different Shmona Esreis throughout the day. V'im Toimar Amai Lo Kotoni Gabi Tfilas HaMincha Kol HaYoyim Kemoi Gabi Tfilas HaMusofin. Why does the Mishnah, when referring to the time for Tfilas HaMincha, it says simply Ad HaErev, and it doesn't say, well, that you've got all day, like it says by Musaf. V'yesh loymar, dezman musafin hu kol hayom afilu mishachris. The term kol hayom by Musaf has a much more literal or accurate meaning, insofar as that you really do have all day, even from the morning, from after the shachris, which is not the case by Mincha. Therefore, by Mincha, you wouldn't say you've got all day, when in fact Mincha begins only from Mincha Gedoyla, from 6.5 hours of the day, from 12:30 afternoon. We say, on the other hand, Musaf, you really have all day, even from the morning. Share Korbonus, the Korbonus of the Musaf Korbonus, Yochel Lahakriv Miad Achara Tomid. Im kein gam tfilas hamusafim yochel ispal miad min haboker. Ma she'ein kein b'mincha. The musaf korban could have been offered right after the tomid, the daily tomid shel shachar, and therefore the musaf davening, which in all, according to all opinions, is in honor of the musaf korban, that too could be prayed from the morning, which is not the case by mincha. Di eino elo mishesh shos umechza, which is able to be davened only if you reach 12:30 p.m. V'hochi nami perakamad avodah zorah, avodah is gelilim, but it's also known as avodah zorah. So too, in the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zorah, it says there regarding musaf, it says lo litzli inish tsloisu de musafin betlas shoy kamaisa bereish shosa biyochid, that a person was davening biyachidus on the first day of Rosh Hashanah should not daven the Musaf davening during the first 3 hours of the day. So the restriction of an early Musaf is very limited. What about all other days? Almo b'shar yemois hashanah yochel ispalel, during any other day of the year you could daven during the, even from the first 3 hours of the day, from the very beginning of the day. After Shachris. Ulahochi makdim tfilas hamincha l'tfilas musafin mishum shehi tadira b'chol yoim afalpi shetfilas musafin kodemes. The Tosfos here says lahochi makdim. The word makdim could be understood as one of two possibilities, but let's take the simple reading right now, and that is that therefore the Tana of the Mishnah mentions Mincha before it discusses Musaf, because of the fact that Tfilas Mincha is something that is more regular. It applies every day. So we give precedence to that which is Todir, even though Musaf is something that hour-wise on a Musaf related day could have been prayed earlier, namely from the morning. So that even though Musaf hour-wise, when it appears, it is before Mincha, nevertheless Mincha is featured earlier in the Mishnah before Musaf is featured, because of the regularity of Mincha being something davened every day. The next Tosfos, Ta'a v'lo ispalel arvis, mispalel b'shachris shtayim. We were taught in the Gemara that if one forgot to daven Maariv, he erred in davening and not davening Arvis, he has a makeup opportunity the next morning where he davens two Shachris Shmona Esreis. The first one being the formal Shacharis Shema Yisrael, and the second one being the makeup. Tosfos opens with a question that lasts a number of lines, and we have illustrated that with a shin, a she'ela, a question with a descending vertical dashed line indicating the length of the question. The im toimar, you might ask, number one, v'homar Rav lekamon. Rav, later on the Chov Zayin Abayz, says, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, which we will translate as optional, but as we discussed during our regular Daf Yomi Shir there on Daf Chav Zayin, the word optional is a term that needs to be qualified. But Rav says that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. V'kaimulon kavosei be'isuri. And we will follow Rav's opinion, even though others may argue with him, but when it comes to matters of Isur v'heter, as opposed to Momenus, we will follow Rav in cases of Isur, and that would say that we will view Tfilas Arvis as Rishus. And being that it's Rishus, why is it necessary to make it up if one forgot to do it? Number two, V'oid Koshe, the Omar LeKamon, Ta'ov lo ispalel Ya'alev Yavo Balaylo, Ein Machzirin Oso. If one forgot to say Ya'alev Yavo, which is the passage that one says when there is a Rosh Chodesh, and you say this passage, and if you forgot to say it at night, Ein Machzirin Oso, you don't have to make up the Shmon Esrei, Mishum De'ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh B'Layla, because the nighttime is not the time that's dedicated anyway for the sanctification of new months. V'lomale High Time. Why does the Gemara on Daf Lamed give as a reason for not repeating the Shmon Esrei from which there was no Ya'alev Yavo recitation? Because of this factor, which we dashed underline, Ein Mekadshes Chodesh B'Layla, V'lomale High Time. Why do you need this reason? Teipuklei that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Why not simply establish that you don't need to say it again? Because Tfilas Arvis itself is merely optional. And if you miss something that's optional, so there's no need to do it again, to make it up. There's no need to rectify the absence of Ya'alev Yavo. V'yesh Lomar. So Tosfos explains, Ha de amrino tefilas arvis rishus, that which we refer to arvis, the expression rishus, option, hainu legabi mitzvah acheres vi overes. That's only in the context of someone who is confronted by the need to perform another transitory mitzvah. That's a mitzvah overes. And if he doesn't do the mitzvah now, he won't be able to do that mitzvah. And it just so happens that it's also the time for him to say arvis. The Oz Amrinon, and under those circumstances, we say Tidchit Tfilas Arvis Mi Ponea. Let the Tfilas Arvis be cast aside in face of this particular situation of the mitzvah overis. Avolachinam Ein Lo Levatlo, but for no other reason. If a person doesn't have some type of pressing other need, other mitzvah need, so one is not allowed to skip the Arvis davening on the grounds that you call it Rishus. If, let us say, a person that did not daven mariv and he didn't make it up in Shacharis, and he has delayed his making up the arvis until mincha, which is the afternoon of the next day, nira, under these circumstances, we will apply the avar zmano boto korbono, the term literally meaning that once the time passes for the offering of a sacrifice, you cannot make it up. Once you miss out, you miss out. So this concept of Ovar Zmano Boto Kobono will be applied under these circumstances where the delay in making up the Arvis was so long that he waited till the next Mincha. Kevan Shesho Kolkach, since he waited so long, ulaachar shnei tfilos lo motzinu shetiknu chachomim lachzus baal im shachar. We don't find, since he waited so long, it's now two tfilos have gone by namely the Arvis went by and the Shachris went by, and he still hasn't done Arvis, so we don't find that the Chachamim instituted makeup under these circumstances. V'afilu tfilo achas, even if he missed one tfilo in bitel b'mezid, if he didn't pray it, intentionally did not pray it, lo yuchal liskon, he can't make that up either. Uvasamuch korilei, and later in the Gemara, this is referred to as meuvas lo yuchal liskon, that which is messed up, that which is meuvas is something that's perverted or violated, cannot be fixed. That's a situation where someone is mevatel b'mezid. So in this Tosfos we see several major points. The central point of this Tosfos is to define the concept of tefilas arvis rishus and say that it's limited to a situation where a person is confronted by a mitzvah oiveres. However, by the fact that it's called rishus, does not mean that it's exempt from the need to make it up if one missed it, or one if one missed an arvis. Nevertheless, there still is the need to make it up by doing it in the next morning, the shacharis, but not in the case that he delayed making it up till later that day, till the next mincha. The next Tosfos, Ibaya Laho, the question was raised in the Gemara, Ta'a velo hispalel tfilas mincha, if a person did not recite the mincha shmona esrei, can he do two mariv shmona esreis? The Tosfos, lo boi im ta'a velo hispalel tfilas musaf, the issue of someone missing a musaf and then the question being, can he make that up, is not raised as a question. Deha vadai eino mispalel ba'arvis. The time that one might have thought to make up the musaf would be the following evening, but that is certainly not going to be done. Dehef yikras ha-karbonis, how could a person possibly recite the content of Musaf, which is a recitation of the sacrifices that were offered on that particular occasion, Ukvar Ovar Zman Musaf, when it's no longer the time that would have been suitable for those korbanos that are commemorated in the Musaf Shmon Esrei. V'gam lo tiknu sheva brochas shel Musaf, elo mishum v'nesham lo parim svasenu. The establishment of the seven benedictions that comprises the Musaf Shmon Esrei was established only as an honor for the korbanos, meaning neshama porim svasenu, that means our lips shall fulfill or complete the absence of the cows, meaning the actual korbanos. Ubaze vadai ovar zmano bota korbano. With regard to the musaf that one missed, one certainly will apply the concept of with the upon the passing of time comes the undoing of the sacrifice. Ovar Zmano, the passing time, Boto Kobono, he's cancelled, he's violated, he has not offered the sacrifice, and it cannot be made up. Aval Shar Tfilos Derachmi Ninu, but the other prayer services, other than Musaf, who are designed for the seeking of mercy. In other words, as opposed to the commemoration and prayers surrounding sacrifices, the other prayers are for arousing mercy. Ulavai shispal odom kol hayom kulo, and it should only be the people should daven all day. The ein kan ovar zmano betfilo acheres, and by the missing of a tfilo, and you're arriving at the next tfilo time period, we would not say regarding that ovar zmano, that your time has passed. When the foundation of other tefilos is the seeking of mercy, so we say that it's appropriate to continue the mercy that was represented by a particular tefila if you're in the immediate next tefila time period. It's just interesting to note the contrast between this tosfos and the previous tosfos, or maybe we'll say the two tosfos complement each other, and that is that even though the tefila represents rachmi, the Tosfos just before, and you can use the arrows that we've provided to maneuver here, that is the Aris immediate left-hand side of the Tosfos text, where if you miss two time periods, even though Tefillah is Rachmi, that far we don't say that you can still make it up. We turn to Omid Beis, the top of the Tosfos column, Ta'av lo ispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos, v'chulei, Ta'av lo ispalel mincha b'Shabbos, mispalel arvis shtayim. In the case that a person did not daven the Shabbos afternoon mincha, which is familiar to all of us with the paragraph of Ato Echod v'Shimcha Echod, he didn't daven that, he davened two Saturday night Mariv Shmoin Esreis. So when it says in the Gemara says Mispal Arvish Tayim, Tosfos says the Hainu Shemotsoi Shabbos, that means two weekday Mariv texts, Umavdil Borishona, and he mentions the Havdola passage in the first of those two Marivs that he's going to be davening. Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda. Now, what we've done marking-wise with this Tosfos is we have a diamond around Rabbeinu Yehuda, and there's a contrasting diamond later in the Tosfos that highlights the Rav Alphus, the Rif, and as far as the point here, beginning with Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda, we have a long point marking the Nun that's encircled to the immediate right-hand side of the Tosfos text, indicates the length of this point. Kosav Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im Ta'a V'lo Hiski Rosh Chodesh B'mincha. By the way, this point will be challenged later by the Rif, and that's what we are trying to accentuate with our markings. So Rabbeinu Yehuda says if a person forgot, missed, and did not say Yalev V'yavo Lo Hiski Rosh Chodesh Mincha. He didn't say Yalev V'yavo in Mincha, Mincha being the last prayer of that day. And we're talking once again about we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, and it's the end of the Rosh Chodesh day, and he didn't say Yalev V'yavo in his Mincha. Lo Yispalel Oid Ba Laila. He shall not say a makeup Shmona Esrei for the Yale V'yavo absent Mincha, the Lomo Yispalel Oid. Why should he daven again? Why should he say an additional Mariv Shmona Esrei? Hare Kvar Yispalel Kol Tfilas HaMincha Mibol Yom Levad Rosh Chodesh Shelo Hizkir. This person did daven an entire mincha. He did an entire Shmoneh Esrei, except for the Rosh Chodesh that he didn't mention. In King Ein Marviach Klum Im Yachzor V'Yispal Boisoy Rosh Chodesh, he is not going to be gaining anything by saying a second Mariv after Rosh Chodesh, the night after Rosh Chodesh. Hare Lo Yaskir Oy Tfilas Rosh Chodesh. It's now not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so he's not going to mention Yalev V'yavo on that Mariv. The Shmoneh Esrei Kvar Hispalel, and as far as the Mincha that he davened, he said a Shmoneh Esrei already. V'lo domi l'hodi omar hocha, and this case is not similar to what the other case we're saying here. Ta v'lo hispalel mincha b'Shabbos, where a person missed an entire mincha. Here, it's not just he left something out, he just didn't daven mincha at all on Shabbos. The mispal arvis b'choyl shtayim, pirush shel chol. In such a case, on Motsoi Shabbos, he will say two Shmona Esreis. In fact, he'll say two weekday Shmona Esreis. And yet, that is not the same as the case of a Yale V'yavo absent mincha Shmona Esrei. Mishum, because in this case of his not having daven mincha Shabbos afternoon at all, mishum dolo ispalo klal, he hasn't daven at all. Im ken yarviach tefilas Shmoneh Esrei ispalo soi Shabbos, he will be gaining by having a double mariv on Motsoi Shabbos. Afal pi shelo yaskir shel Shabbos, even though he won't be mentioning Shabbos anymore, but he will be gaining a Shmoneh Esrei that he totally missed. The Im Toimar, you might ask, regarding someone who did not daven mincha on Shabbos. Vim toimar v'alohu mispalel yoyser mimashu chayav lispalel. By davening double Saturday night Mariv, he in fact is saying more than he would have otherwise said had he davened mincha Shabbos afternoon. And does that not represent a problem that he's doing more than he should have done or needed to do? Shelo hoyalo lispalo kiim sheva brachas v'nispalo shmoina esrei. On Shabbos afternoon, he would have said a total of seven brachas, and now by doing a double Shmon Esrei, the second, or the make of Shmon Esrei, is 18 brachas. So, does that not represent a problem? So, he answers, Bekach ein lochush, that is not something to worry about. Shegam b'Shabbos hoyadin shispalo kol Shmon Esrei. On Shabbos itself, technically speaking, he should have davened a full Shmona Esrei, 18 brachas. Rak shelo itzrichu mipnei haTorah. All that has happened, all that takes place on a regular Shabbos, is because of the consideration that the Rabbanan had for the community and their enjoying of Shabbos. They reduced the amount of text in the Shmona Esrei for that consideration. But technically speaking, 18 brachas is relevant to Shabbos no less than it's relevant to any day of the week. Nimsa, it comes out then by someone who had missed mincha entirely, will do a double mariv Saturday night. Shemarviach kol tfiloso. He thereby profits or benefits the entire missed tvila, the entire missed Shmona Esrei. Now, Tosis is going back to the opening point, but someone who mistakenly missed the Yale V'Yovo, Kvar Hispalel, he nevertheless did already daven a Shmon Esrei. Im Kein Lo Yarviach Klum Im Hispalel B'Moitzoi Rosh Chodesh. He therefore won't benefit by saying a double Shmon Esrei on the night after Rosh Chodesh. Vuadin nami im hispalel b'mincha b'Shabbos shmonis v'shlemus v'lo hiskushel Shabbos, and the same analogy would apply to the same analysis will apply to someone who, let us say, mistakenly daven on Shabbos afternoon a weekday Shmon Esrei and did not mention Shabbos in that mincha. Nira d'lamotzoi Shabbos lo yispalel shtayim. Under those circumstances, he will not daven two marivs, tekvar hispalel shmona esrei brachos, because he already said a complete shmona esrei. So to summarize Rabbeinu Yehuda's approach, the absence of mentioning the day, the special day, the key day, if it's Rosh Chodesh, it's mentioned in Yale V'Yavo, or in this last example, a mincha, a weekday text used on a mincha Shabbos afternoon without mentioning Shabbos in the text of his Shmona Esrei. Nevertheless, it doesn't diminish the value of the prayer, of the davening of the Shmona Esrei that he did in fact say. So the absence of the mentioning of the day, we call the Me'ein HaMa'oira, does not compromise or doesn't jeopardize the value of the Shmona Esrei itself that he did daven. That's Rabbeinu Yehuda's approach. However, we continue. Omihu Barav Alphis Lo Mashmakein. The Rif doesn't appear to agree with that. The Afilu Hecho Di Eino Marviach Klum. And you'll notice that we used an arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Tosfos text. You can align this with the similar expression above, where Rabbeinu Yehuda mentioned where a person is ein marviach klum. Rabbeinu Yehuda says, well, where you're not profiting, you're not benefiting a Shmon Esrei because you already said a Shmon Esrei. Here the Rif says, even if that's the way it appears to you, dafilu hecho di eino marviach klum, Tosfos is doing is paraphrasing the expression used by Rabbeinu Yehuda. Nevertheless, matzrich lispalo pamacheres. You do have to daven again. V'zeh l'shono shekosav The Tosfos will shortly bring you the language of the Rif, and that's noted a couple lines from here where we've used a long marking where the Rif Loshon begins. However, Tosfos says that the Rif's approach doesn't seem to be in agreement with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yehuda. Because of that which the Rif says, aha de koma, regarding that which the Gemara says, shemavdu b'rishon v'eino mavdu b'shnia, this is with reference to someone who did not daven mincha on Shabbos, so the Gemara says he davens two motzoi Shabbos shmoneh esreis, and he says the atachanantanu, the havdolah passage in the first and not in the second, v'im lo hivdil b'rishon v'hivdil b'shnia, and if he did not say the Havdalah in the first of those two Shmoneh Esreis, but rather in the second. So, Shnia Olsaloi, Rishonu Loi Olsaloi. The first Shmoneh Esrei doesn't count. In other words, the second Shmoneh Esrei counts for him. The first one doesn't count for him. The Iboyale Lakdumi Tfilas Shnia Beresha. He should have said what the, you know, it's the second Shmoneh Esrei that he said with the Atochan Antanu. He should have said that first. The He Chova, because in the rules of makeup, the current time Shmoneh Esrei is to precede the makeup Shmoneh Esrei. The Kevan Delo Avdil Bereisha, the Avdil Bebasraisa, and since he did not make the Havdolah, he didn't recite the Atochan Antanu in the first one, but he did so in the second one. Goli Daite, he shows us Tahach Basraisa Hi Chova, that it's the second one that he's saying, that second Shmoneh Esrei with the Atochan Antanu, that is the current one, the obligatory Shmoneh Esrei, as opposed to the makeup one. Hilkoch Boy Mehadil Tzliyuzin Nachriti. Well, you've got to daven then a third Shmoneh Esrei, in other words, another time. Kedei lahakdim choyves shayte bereisha, so as to show, to demonstrate that the choyves shayte, which means the current Shmoneh Esrei, because we're dealing with Motzoi Shabbos Saturday night, it's Mariv time. The Mariv time has to come first. And in the official Mariv of Motzoi Shabbos, that's the one that gets the Atochan Antanu. V'i Avdil B'Travayu, if someone, let us say, said Atochan Antanu in both of the Shmoneh Esreis, Afagav the Lo Miboyele L'Me'Evan Hochi, even though he didn't have to do that, Lo M'Chuyuv L'Adur, under those circumstances, he doesn't have to say an additional Shmoneh Esrei. V'lo Avdil Afilu B'Chadu Minhoin, and if he skipped the Atochan Antanu in both of them, also Lo Mahadrinan Lay. He doesn't have to go back then either. Titanya, there is a brisa that teaches Tov lo hiskra Havdolah b'chein and Ados ein machzirin oso. If a person did not say Havdolah in the Chonein Ados, he didn't say Atochan Antanu, we don't make him go back, but may sheyochel omro ala kois, because that's something, the Havdolah is something you say later over a cup of wine. Ad kan lishono. This, up till here, is the quote of the Rif. Alma, we see from this, the Matzrich Lispalo Zimno Achriti, we see the Rif requiring an extra Shmoneh Esrei, an additional Shmoneh Esrei, Afagav Shelo Yachzer V'Yispalo Pam Shnia Yoyser Mi Borishona, even though that which he is saying that next time is no more than that which he said the first time. You see, according to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, given circumstances where the second Shmoneh Esrei will be no more than the first one, you don't have to repeat. Here, according to the Rif, you see this especially in the first case, where he was on Motzoi Shabbos, needed to make up a missed Mincha Shmoneh Esrei, and he said the Havdolah in the second one and not in the first one. So here you have someone that said a full Shmoneh Esrei, just that he left out the Atochan Antanu in the first one. The Gemara itself, the
Gemara itself says that you've got to daven a third Shmona Esrei, because it says Shni Oso Rishon Oselo. Now that third Shmona Esrei is what is referred to over here, where even though in that, here the Tosis refers to it as the second time, it means that make of Shmona Esrei, which technically is the third Shmona Esrei, is not going to be any more than the first one that he davened, the one that he left out, the Atachon Antono, and yet he has to daven again. He has to daven that third Shmona Esrei. Kach hoya nira l'harabenu Moshe me'alver mitoch loshen alfasi. So, as we see in this Tosfos, the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rif regarding the situation of repeating a Shmona Esrei as a result of leaving out an additional portion, or the what we call the Me'ein Hama'ora. So, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, if the Me'ein Hama'ora, the reference to the special day, was left out, the Rabbeinu Yehuda says that there is no need to make up such a Shmona Esrei, being that the basic Shmona Esrei was already prayed. Whereas the Rif says, even though you are not in need of making up the basic Shmona Esrei, but the fact that the Me'ein Hama'ora was left out, or an additional passage was left out, that is not sufficient reason for not requiring the repetition of the Shmona Esrei. The next Tosfos, which is Dibur Masel Kashya, is coming off a discussion in the Gemara where we had seen a source that said that because the Atochon Antonu was left out, it's considered as if he did not daven. And then the Gemara had brought in a second source which said that if one left out the Atochon Antonu, there is no need to make it up because he's going to say Havdol Alakois. That particular issue the Gemara left off as Kashya, as a difficulty. Tosfos enters the picture, Kashya Tema. There is a question, a wonderment here. Amai lo mishani, why didn't the Gemara simply answer? Demairi koidem she'eshiru, that the Tosfos that indicates that since he didn't say Havdola, it's as if he didn't daven, is talking at a historical time period before the community became wealthy, the Jewish people became wealthy, at which time, when wealth finally set in, so there was the establishment of Havdola over a cup of wine, wine being something of some degree of expense. The Amrim L'Kamon, Beperek Ein Oimdin, it said later in the fifth perek of this Masechta, Hirshiru Kavua Alakos, when they finally became wealthy, they established Havdalah over a cup of wine. So that it could be that the two sources are referring to different time periods. V'yesh Loimar, so Tosfos answers, the reason the Gemara did not offer that answer is the lo ashkechon braiso de nishneis bein shtei takonis. We don't find a braiso that is taught between the two time periods, between these two takonis. The takona of Havdola in Shmon Esrei and the takona of Havdola al Hakois. The next Tosfos, Yitzchok tikein tfilas hamincha. We saw in our Gemara a brisa in which the different ovos were featured, each one having established a particular davening, a particular Shmona Esrei. Yitzchok being associated with mincha, the afal gav de amrinon. Even though in Maseches Yuma the following expression appears, tsloisa de Avram mechi shachri kosli.
So says the prayer of Avram is from the time that the walls start getting dark. This is a reference to the sun veering from overhead toward the west, so thereby casting a shadow on the wall, Shachri indicating something getting dark, an indication that Avram Avinu, he daven mincha. So if you say that Avram daven mincha, so why does our source here suggest that Yitzchak, his son, established mincha, if his father was davening already mincha? V'yesh lomar, so the Gemara answers, Hainu, this reference in Yuma to Tzloisa d'Avram as being mincha time is Hainu achar shetikno Yitzchak. After Yitzchak established it, then Avram followed suit. So we see something very nice, very interesting, how the son is credited with establishing something, and the father, in this case Avram, then following his son's institution of mincha. In the course of establishing the different avos and their having davened the different davenings, we saw psukim cited, and one of the citations involved Yitzchak, who it was described as Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuch Basof Es Erev, and it went on to say Vein Sicha L'Tfila Shema Tfila Lani Kiyatef Hashem Nishpoch Sicho. So the pasuk of Nishpoch Sicho was used to define Siach as Tfila. The Tosfos Dimar Masel V'Ein Sicha Ela Tfila Shema Tfila Lani Kiyatef Tema. A question is raised. The perek hamad Avodah Zorah mochiach. In the first perek of Avodah Zorah, it is proven the sicha zu tfila. In order to prove that the term sicha is tfila, in other words, you have the pasuk of lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. How do I know that sicho is tfila? Mi va yetze Yitzchok losuach basodeh. In other words, exactly the opposite of what you see over here. You see that instead of trying to define Vayetze Yitzchak Suv Basodeh, the Pasuk Vayetze Yitzchak Suv Basodeh is used to prove what Siach means. So, like, this is troublesome. Is it the receipt of a proof, or is it the proof itself? Yesh Lomar. So Tosfos answers the Kayotze Bo Matsinu B'Megillah. Don't be so amazed. We find this phenomenon in other places of the Shas, where it says in Maseches Megillah, for example, Vayi Oimenes Hadasa. That is a pasuk in the Megillah, Megillas Esther. Ve'ein Hadasim Elo Tzadikim Dechtiv Vehu Oimei Bein Hadasim. So the pasuk of Vehu Oimei Hadasim is used to prove what. As being a tzadekes, and in Maseches Sanhedrin, you see just the opposite. In other words, you'll find that v'hu omeid bein hadasim is cited, and then regarding what does hadasim mean, so to prove it, the pasuk omeid hadasim is used to show that it means tzadikim. The Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas points out there are additional examples of this phenomenon. He mentions this in Maseches Sanhedrin, V'ein Kesef Ela Tzadikim, and the psukim that are cited there are found also in Maseches Chulin in the opposite direction. We continue the next Tosfos, Yankiv Tikein Tfilas Arvis, Tema. The Omer Peregid Hanoshe Vayelech Chorona. Regarding Yankiv Avinu and his trip from escaping Esav, going to Choron, it says there Ki Moti L'Choron. The Gemara in Chulin says when he got to Choron, Boi L'Mahader, he wanted to go back on the grounds that he didn't say he didn't daven in the same place that his forebearers had daven. Omar Efshe Shavarti B'Mokoyim, that is it possible that I passed the place that they my forebearers had daven and I didn't daven? And the Gemara there goes on to say that when he actually got back there and davened, he wanted to go back on his trip, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, how can I let him leave my my home, so to speak, without hosting him overnight. And it says there that miyad bo hashemesh, and then the sun set. So we see that Yaakov Avinu established Arvis, but when did he daven it? Alma de hosam muchach. From that story in Chulin, it shows to spal Arvis biyoyim that he davened Arvis while it was still day. Meachar shispalel kvar. Was only after he davened and his intention was to go back, then the sun set. So what do you see? You see that he davened during the day. The koshe lemasnisin de perek kama, and this represents a problem for that which it says in the first perek. Now here the Bach points out importantly, it doesn't really say that in the first perek. It says regarding Kriyashma that the time of Kriyashma is Tzeis HaKechavim, but since there is the need for being Soima Gulu the Tfila at night, you can assume then that the Shmoneh Esrei of Arvis is also at that time, namely after Tzeis HaKechavim. So let's go over the problem again. In Maseches Chulin, the story involving Yaakov Avinu and his prayer, which is associated with Arvis, was actually recited during the daytime, as the Gemara there indicates, that after he davened, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu caused the sun to set. So he was saying his prayer, which was Arvis, while it was still daylight. But in the first perek, we see that Arvis is recited after Tzeis HaKechavim, and as the Bach adds, that's in order to accomplish being Soimich Gulu L'Tfila at night, and Kriyashma certainly is after Tzeis HaKechavim, which is Geula, following which will be Tfila, the Arvis. So how do we reconcile Yaakov being associated with Arvis, which was said while it was still daylight, and the Gemara in the first parak, which indicates that Arvis, that Mairiv, is said after Tzeis HaKechavim, which is clearly after nightfall. Ulafi ma shepirashnu de kaimulon krib Yehuda, de omar ad plag hamincha nicha. Well, according to that which we have explained that we hold like Reb Yehuda, regarding the Zman of Mincha, which is until plag hamincha, which is until 4:45 in the afternoon, so then things are very smooth, because after Mincha, one can recite Mariv, and that means Mariv is being recited while it's still daylight. So, as far as Tosfos is concerned, the Gemara in Chulin can be easily reconciled with that which we hold, says Tosfos, in accordance with Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. And now Tosfos adds something very, very interesting, and that is V'yofe minik shalonu de adaraba toiv lispalel miba'oid yoim ktsas. Tosfos says that our practice, whatever Tosfos is referring to as their practice, that is actually quite good, that the minig was to daven Arvis while there was still some daylight, meaning at a time that's clearly before Shkia, they were nohag to say Mariv. And this fits in very well to Shitas Reb Yehuda and the Gemara in Chulin with the story of Yaakov Avinu, who is the author or the one who established Mariv. The next place is Ad Plag HaMincha. This was the time given by Rebbe Yehuda based on the Tomid Shabbat Bein Rabbayim, was Ad Plag HaMincha. This we saw in the second diamonded Tanaic source on the first second of the wide lines, where it said Tomid Shel Bein Rabbayim Kor V'Holech Ad Ho'erev Rebbe Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Now, regarding this, Tosfos says, Tema Mino Leha. From where does the source know that? Namely, that until Plag HaMincha, one could offer the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. Bishlamo ad teisha shosu mechza. If you say very well until 9.5 hours, until 3:30, the ad oisus man have tfilas hamincha, that until that time is the mincha time for the mincha shmon esrei, then things would be smooth. The hainu mincha ketana, that's until mincha ketana, aval ha minole. But where does this plaka mincha time come from? What's it based on? V'yesh lomar the rebuta svirale the tefila keneged keturas teknuha, that the shmona esrei of mincha was established in honor of the afternoon incense offering that actually took place after the slaughtering of the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. Dechtiv, tikoin tfilosi ketores lifonecha. That being that that's the case, so that's a time period that's later in the day than the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. And since Rabbi Yehuda says that the tfilas mincha is not in honor of the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, but rather in honor of the Ketores that was offered afterwards, so with that we can account for this later time of day. The next Tosfos, Ibayalaho, Ad V'Ad Bichlal V'chule. The Gemara had asked, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plaga Mincha, is that up till and including, or up till not including? Tema, the Omar Benida Perkaroya Kesem, the Gemara in Maseches Nida says, Kol Shi'urei Chachomim Lahachmir, Chutz Mikigris Shel Ksomim, that in general, when the Chachomim establish quantities and times and amounts, their intention is to establish a stringency. The exception being the gris, which is a certain size of a woman's blood stain, which is not our topic right now, but the main point is that all Shiurei Chachamim are in general something that were established to be stringent about. Alma, so if we're talking about stringency, so then ad velo ad bichlal. Then over here it should be very clear, and there should be no need for even raising this question. In other words, by saying ad velo ad bichlal, we are restricting. That's a chumrah. We are exercising a stringency on the person by limiting the amount of time for him to daven. So is it then not clear that it's ad velo ad bichlal? Why is there any question even being raised? V'yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, I amrinon ad v'ad bichlal, if you take that approach, yesh bo gam chumrah, there is the imposition of stringency on this side as well. And what is that? She yispalel, that we say to the person that you still have to daven. In other words, you've gone into this ad bichlal time period up till and including. We say, you know, you have to daven. For lo amrinon, and we don't say ovar zmano boto kobono, and you know, your time has passed, and you can't daven anymore. Vafilu b'mezid, even if the person, let us say, intentionally did not daven up till now, we will tell him you still have to daven. That would be an example of a stringency by adopting the ad bichlal approach. Hence, there still is room for asking this question. This concludes our Tosfos Shi'ur for today.